There is a bias in our society, a bias that holds that talking about problems is better than not talking about them, that dialogue is the highest form of social interaction. Commentator Maureen Fiedler might normally agree, but not always.
Last week, Cardinal Joseph Bernardin of Chicago announced an effort to overcome polarization and heal divisions in the Roman Catholic Church with a program of dialogue. He calls it the Catholic Common Ground Project. Now, I'm four square for dialogue. I've been calling for it for years, and so has every progressive group in the Roman Catholic Church. So at one level, I welcome Cardinal Bernardin's effort, and I respect his reputation as a man genuinely and deeply concerned about the state of the Church. But the initiative he announced leaves a lot to be desired. First of all, the statement describing the need for dialogue is written in Vaticanese. It's full of weasel words and phrases. It says that this dialogue is supposed to promote authentic unity and acceptable diversity within the boundaries of Catholic Christianity. Whoa! Who decides what is authentic, acceptable, and within boundaries? That's important because the issues listed for dialogue cry out for definition. First, the changing roles of women. Does this include women's ordination, or is that outside the boundaries? Then there's the meaning of human sexuality. Do we talk about contraception, abortion, gay and lesbian relationships, divorce and remarriage, or not? And then the image and morale of priests. Does this include return to a married priesthood? As anyone who reads public opinion polls knows, these are the issues that divide Catholics. If they are not on the agenda, dialogue is useless. Then there is the question of atmosphere for dialogue. In recent decades, numerous theologians have been silenced. Nuns who spoke out for mere dialogue on abortion were threatened with dismissal from their communities. Laity who are members of progressive organizations have lost jobs or been threatened with excommunication. This is hardly conducive to dialogue. Unless Cardinal Bernardin and the bishops joining him are willing to stand up to the Vatican or their brother bishops when they repress dissent, this worthy project will fail. For dissent must be tolerated if the real divisions in the Church are to be addressed and ultimately healed. The purpose of dialogue is not, as Bernardin said, to come to a better understanding of Church teaching. Catholics understand it perfectly well. They just don't agree with a lot of it. Now, let's talk.
Maureen Fiedler is a sister of Loretto and the national coordinator of Catholics Speak Out. She lives in Brentwood, Maryland.